The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 60 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update posted November 24. A Barry woman between 45 and 64 years old has died after contracting COVID-19. She died on November 23. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Midland, 4, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, and the rest are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Severn, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 2 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Barry, 18, 7 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are listed as community acquired, 2 are outbreak related, and 2 are linked to close contact. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related and the other is under investigation. Orillia, 3, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other 2 are under investigation. Oro Medant, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Remara, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Issa, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 1 is still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 4, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 2 are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 7, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 9, 2 people from Gravenhurst and 7 people from Huntsville. Included in the new cases reported today are 38 unvaccinated, 2 partially vaccinated, and 20 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 522 active cases in the region. 24 people from Simcoe County and 1 from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Among those hospitalized are 17 unvaccinated individuals, 6 fully vaccinated people, and 2 people with a single dose of vaccine. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,210 cases of COVID-19 with 14,410 of those cases recovered and 278 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 77% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Hewitts Creek Public School, Barry, declared November 22, 3 cases. Tosarantio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 6 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barry, declared November 19, 2 cases. Esla Karen Secondary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 7 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 4 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barry, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 5 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 7 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 9 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 12 cases. St. Joan of Arc Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 16, 5 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 6 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 10 cases. Nottawa Elementary School, Clearview Township, declared November 12, 3 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 7 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 11 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 27 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 7 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 7 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 24. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 242-226, 2 November 23 2042 84.75.8% Barrie 5187-4 818,131 the 12th of November 23-3, 381,124 85.1% Bradford WG 2,325 2,261 39 the 2nd of November 23 5,326 41 84.8% Clearview 174,159 the 5th of November 22 1,158 53 83.9% Collingwood 298,291 the 4th of November 21,000 208 24 89.2% ESA 601 581 5 3 November 23 2493 33 73.9% Innisfil 1458 1410 21 the 1st of November 22 3536 58 83.6% Midland 237 220 6, 1 November 23 1,295 38 86.9% New Tecumseh 1,722 1,681 19 November 23 4,067 45 79.6% Aurelia 433 402 9 1 November 23 1,281 30 89.3% Oro Medant 285 271 6 November 23 1,222 21 83.5% Penetanguishene 251, 236, 8 November 23 2,605 93 90.7% Ramara 139, 133, 1 November 23 1,310 48 85.9% Severn 113, 93, 3 November 23, 754 93 84.7% Springwater 374, 356, 2 November 23 1745 42 90.9% Tay 143, 139, 3, 1 November 21 1275 54 86.9% Tiny 157,153 the 2nd of November 16 1170 N. A 79.2% Wasaga Beach 366, 332, 5, 3 November 23 1544 34 86% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 14. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.